Jehoshaphat reigned over Judah. He was 35 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 25 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Azubah, the daughter of Shilhi. And he walked in the way of Asa his father, and departed not from it, doing that which was right in the sight of the Lord. Howbeit, the high places were not taken away. For as yet the people had not prepared their hearts unto the God of their fathers. Right. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoshaphat, first and last, behold, they are written in the book of Jehu, the son of Hanani, who is mentioned in the book of the kings of Israel. And after this did Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, join himself with Ahaziah, king of Israel, who did very wickedly. And he joined himself with him to make ships to go to Tarshish. And they made the ships in Ezion Geber. Then Eliezer, the son of Dodavah, a Merishah, prophesied against Jehoshaphat, saying, because thou hast joined thyself with Ahaziah, the Lord hath broken thy works. And the ships were broken, that they were not able to go to Tarshish. And the ships were broken, that they were not able to go to Tarshish. I feel burdened in my heart tonight to preach to you from that verse and preach you a text I'll entitle Broken Ships. Broken Ships. I'm going to ask for prayer once again tonight. If you'll stretch your hand this way and ask the God of heaven to anoint me and help me, touch me. Give me clarity, God of mine. Give me strength in the body. Give me the unction from above. Separate me, God, from failure tonight by your spirit. Hide me behind the cross. Deal in you, this God, we appreciate you. You've heard this message, no doubt, preached so many times probably before. That's irrelevant tonight, as I feel like mentioning it again. And I feel like preaching to us, amen, about broken ships. Even though Jehoshaphat, a man that did the right thing most of the time. Yeah. It seems in the history of Jehoshaphat that he did have a weakness.
That's right.
And that was his desire to become affiliated and allianced and joined and unioned with wicked men. One of his cohorts earlier on was a man by the name of Ahab. Yeah. Amen. It was one of the most wicked men that ever lived on the face of the earth. But as you study Jehoshaphat, you'll find that he did join himself to Ahab and nearly lost his life.
Right.
And then even also you'll find that there was a family tie where Jehoshaphat had allowed one of his daughters to marry into Ahab's family. And so these ties, amen, go on down even to the next generation. As Jehoshaphat in his last days joined himself with the lineage of Ahab, Ahaziah, who did very wickedly. Amen. It's amazing to me how sometimes we, amen, feel like because, amen, we're joined with someone that we're not partakers with them. Amen. But that's not what the Bible teaches, is it? Amen. I said, that's not what the Bible teaches. Amen. We do not want to be partakers of another man's sin. And so we see that the man of God came to Jehoshaphat and he prophesied against him and said, because you have joined yourself with Ahaziah, I will break thy works. Amen. And the Bible said that the ships were broken, that they were not able to go, amen, to Tarshish. Their purpose there was to pursue the gold of Ophir. Amen. Doesn't that seem to always be, amen, the root behind the evil alliance, amen, the shining gold and purchases of this world, amen, that look good to the eye, amen, is that not what seems to be that causes men and women in this hour tonight, amen, to join themselves with the unholy, even though they may be holy and claim to be holy, they join themselves in a, amen, in a coalition, amen, with the evil and the enemies of Christ. Amen. Is it not so when Peter came and began to warm himself by the fire that had been built by the high priest's servants who were the arch rivals of the Son of God, and he began to enjoy the fire and the warmth of their fire. Amen. As he cursed and denied the Lord, can I tell you tonight, if you're enjoying, amen, the fire of the enemies of Christ, no matter in what form it might be, I want to tell you the curse will come next, and the reproach will come next, and the weeping, bitter weeping will come next. Amen. We'll not be guiltless. Our hands will not be clean. Amen. When we warm ourselves, amen, by the enemy's fire. But I tell you, amen, Jehoshaphat was guilty of warming himself, amen, by the enemy's fire. Amen. Ahaziah, amen, was a wicked, very wicked man. Amen. But yet he joined him in this venture. Amen. To go for the gold. Oh, I wish I could get some help tonight in this church. I love to preach to you tonight, my heart. You see, because of this alliance, because of this, the Bible calls an affinity. Amen. God sent judgment against Jehoshaphat, and the thing that it spent so much time and so much money, and it spent so much hope and it put so much stock in, amen, while it was still sitting in the harbor, it had never gone anywhere. Amen. God, amen, sent a wind or whatever he did, amen, he broke those vessels, amen, before they ever sailed, amen, the first time. Amen. Could I tell you tonight, amen, our life is like a voyage. Amen. Listen to me preach a little while. Our life is like a voyage on the sea. Amen. And oh, what potential. Amen. For adventure. Amen. And wealth and progress. Amen. When these ships are christened, I can see now, amen, as Ahaziah, amen, and Jehoshaphat christen these ships, amen, for the future, amen, to sail. The ships of prosperity. The ship, amen, of possibilities, of discovery. Psalm 107 said, those that go down into the ships and see the wonders of the deep, all the potential that's in a life tonight of a human being, amen, to learn and explore, amen, and to serve God and to worship God and to glean and sow seed and work. And the Bible said, by our works, amen, they shall know us, amen, and by our works, he shall judge us. Oh, what potential a man has in a human life. But I'm seeing so many lives that are broken before they ever leave the harbor. Oh, I wish I could preach tonight. Our life is like this voyage on a great ship, and there's many possibilities as long as the ship is on the sea. Brother, but when the sea gets in the ship, there is imminent disaster. Amen. Am I getting this over yet? Are you getting this yet? Praise God, it's so quiet in here tonight. Amen. Oh, I said, as long as the ship is on the sea, all the potential for exploration and discovery. Oh, but when that sea, amen, gets in the ship, the Bible said God broke, amen, the ships. Amen. Listen to me preach tonight. Oh, God, help me preach to you. Amen. What we must avoid, amen, at all costs.
in our lives tonight, and in our churches, and in our world. We must avoid this fatal mistake that Jehoshaphat made, where we join in an affinity, amen, with evil, and God break our ship, and then the thing that was carrying us becomes in us, amen, and we be defiled and shipwrecked.
Hey, man, help me preach this a little more tonight. I want to try to help you if God would help me. Dear Lord, come to us tonight. Hey, man, praise God. You see, I began to ponder these scriptures last night, this morning sometime. I looked at this and felt God wanted me to preach to you. Hey, man, I look at our country tonight. Hey, man, and I love America, Brother Collins. Hey, man, I love America. Amen. My heart, amen. Oh, amen. Loves America tonight. Amen. America, amen. A young nation, actually. Amen. I remember and I loved American history, Brother Gerald. Amen. I read some of the historical journals, even of Christopher Columbus. Amen. And his purpose and his heart for even sailing to the Americas. Amen. In the beginning, amen, there, from that point on, amen, the early nation and the settlements of America, amen, and how that when they landed on the shores of Massachusetts and Rhode Island and Virginia, amen, the first thing they did was, amen, plant a cross, amen, and the preacher, amen, said a prayer, amen, they were building one of the greatest, amen, ships of all time, amen, they christened this lovely ship, and they called her America. Amen. Oh, God bless America. And as I study, amen, about America, and I looked at this young nation and her potential, amen, and her adventure, and my young boy days, amen, Brother Smith was spent admiring men like George Washington and Benjamin Franklin, amen, and men like Davy Crockett and Daniel Boone, and men that explored, and men that even our forefathers that loved God and prayed and sought God and wrote about God and put God in their writings and memoirs, all through those pages. Amen. I wish I could have some help in this church tonight. Amen. And I see a young nation as they're building a ship and christened America. Amen. God bless America. In God we trust. And what a wonderful heritage we have. Oh, but listen tonight, friend. Amen. As I see, amen, her that was built upon faith, amen, and built upon family, and built upon commitment, and built upon conviction, and her boards were polished, amen, and her mainsails erected as the men of our forefathers, as they said, Brother Jimmy Joel, amen, without this Bible, our nation will not stand. Without prayer to God and our Creator, we cannot be a nation. Oh, but tonight, church, amen, I've got some news. As much as I love America, it seems like, amen, she has joined herself, amen, and made an affinity, amen, with the wicked, amen, and America is taking on water, and her ship is broken. Oh, help me preach. Stay with me just a little bit tonight. Our nation, man, it took on a firm rock. Amen. These unalienable, God-given, unalienable rights given to us by our Creator. Amen. That was built. That same Constitution now, amen, has been interpreted by our Supreme Court. Amen. That, amen, Constitution allows, amen, a mother to, amen, violate the very life of her unborn child. Oh, you're not helping this preacher tonight. Amen. I said that same, amen, Constitution is being interpreted by ungodly, amen, Supreme Court judges.
Amen. And in a world where one time, amen, our Supreme Court ruled that a man could not have more than one wife, or he would be, amen, guilty of polygamy. Amen. Listen to me, preach a little. Amen. This great ship of America, amen, that we can salute with honor. Amen. In a world where adultery now is being magnified and glorified in Hollywood and practiced in the Holiness Church House. Amen. Job, amen, called adultery a heinous crime. And I tell you tonight, amen, America's taking on water. Amen. It's coming into her, amen, bottom side. Amen. That board of fidelity and faithfulness to God has been ripped from her hull. And now the waters of humanism and the waters of, amen, come on now, a false religion are flooding her deck, and we're going down. Amen, I'll tell you, amen, what I'm trying to bring out tonight, amen, is this affinity, amen, that America has made with the enemies of God. Amen. The enemy. Amen. Darwinism. I was a boy in high school. My biology teacher taught me Darwinism. Amen. And he taught the Big Bang Theory. He depressed me. I was a young boy and not even in church. But it brought depression on me to hear an intellectual man, amen, say that we might have came from a lower species. Amen. You know why we're taking on water? You know why? Amen. America, amen, is a broken ship. I still see, amen, some glimmers of her proud heritage. Amen. But oh, listen. Amen. In the 60s, amen, they said I'd rather be red than dead. And they grew their hair long and smoked marijuana and ran to Canada along with our president. Are you going to help me preach a little? They draft their, they dodge their duty and their responsibility. Amen. We used to have a nation where men had something to die for. Hey, come on now. Hey, you're not helping this preacher preach. Amen. I'm saying we're broken. There's a ship broken. It's taking on water. Amen. Because we have an affinity, amen, with Catholicism, amen, and Muslim, amen, and every other Eastern occult. And America's embraced them in an ecumenical society. Amen. Where everybody loves one another. But what we have done is made a league with the enemies of God. This old ship called America was built upon theism. God loving men has turned to humanistic, socialistic, amen, attitudes. New Age, which is not really new at all, amen, is only an affinity, amen, with hell, a league with the devils of this world. Oh, I'm about to feel like preaching tonight. Amen. Amen. The ships are broken. Amen. Oh, they were beautiful at the beginning. And Jehoshaphat was proud of them. But God said, because you joined a league with the enemies, amen, of God, I'm going to break your ship. And so America now is sinking fast. Hey, come on now. I said America is sinking fast. Come on. Where the boards of married love was nailed so fastly to the hull of that ship has been ripped off and replaced, amen, with divorce and same-sex marriages, homosexuality, amen. Oh, I'm just not feeling this. I'm a feeling it. I'm not feeling you feeling this. Like I need to preach tonight. Amen. Oh, help me preach a little. Amen. Oh, what a beautiful ship. Amen. That America was. Amen. Oh, help me preach a little more. But now divorce. Amen. And abortion. And crime. And lawlessness. Amen. No one can find an honest man, hardly. Integrity has been ripped off. Moral morals and values. Amen. Little do we know that the Bible said the wicked, amen, shall be turned into hell. Amen. And all nations, amen, that forget God. Hey, come on now. Help me preach a little bit tonight, church. Amen. Oh, America, the unsinkable. One man from France came to America to see the secret of her greatness. He came and walked, amen, and dwelt and studied. As on his return to France, he said, America is great because America is good. And when America ceases to be good, then she will cease to be great. But I tell you that America tonight has ceased to be great. Amen, because America has ceased, amen, to be good. Help me preach a little bit tonight. America has taken on water because God has broken her ships. Amen, the unsinkable. Amen, Titanic on her maiden voyage. Amen, crashed into the waters, the icy cold waters. The unsinkable Titanic, the unsinkable America is in debt just like the third world countries are. Amen, the unsinkable Titanic of America. Amen. How did she go down? How did it happen? What has caused the gold to become dim? How has that which is white become defiled? She has joined herself in an affinity with the devil.
You're right. Oh my. Oh my. Oh, and it was all plotted so well. But one poet, I don't remember the poem. Maybe somebody can get it for me. I just got these out. I don't even know if they go together. But it said the best, you've heard it, the best laid plans of men and mice often go astray. Huh? Huh? We planned it better than this. I'll tell you what happened. The same thing happened at Belshazzar's party. The hand of God came in and said, the time is over, boys. Hey, I want to tell you tonight, I'm going to get down to your pew in a minute. Hey, man, I'm just trying to preach a little bit to you. Are y'all helping me preach? Am I doing any good? Hey, man, I want to preach to you. Hey, man, God, hey, man, will not tolerate, hey, man, this affinity forever. Hey, man, but God's going to break, hey, man, that ship that looked like it would never be broken. It would never go down. But she's taking on water tonight because of that affinity with evil. Amen. Amen. Let me preach a little more. Hope you don't think I'm not a patriot tonight. I am.
You are.
I love my country. Amen. But let us look and see. It seems to me she's taking on water. Several years ago, as I began to look in the history of our nation, you cannot read the history of our nation without reading the history of the church in America. That's right. Amen. I've got books of Charles Finney, Jonathan Edwards, David Brainerd. Precious stuff that I just love. Men of God that preach wholeness. Brother Finney preached wholeness of tight. Amen. In his autobiography, if any of you read his autobiography, he rebuked one pastor for jumping on his flock. He said, you mean you're going to jump on your flock and you got that gold ring on your hand and that ruffled shirt? Huh? You need to hit the altar yourself, he said. That's Charles Finney. What was he? Presbyterian. Boy, I'd like for him to hold a revival in every Presbyterian church in America. Huh? That's right. You get a hold of some of those old Methodist books, brother, and they're stout, I'm telling you. Amen. John Wesley did not believe, amen, in a woman curling her hair. That's right. He didn't believe it. He did not believe in it. He did not believe in wearing any bold colors. Come on now. I'm telling you, if John Wesley were here tonight, there'd be a whole lot of repenting going on. Praise God. I love to take Wesley's books into the Methodist Church today and just read them. Amen. Entire sanctification would be a good place to start, wouldn't it? Oh, come on now. Is anybody going to help this preacher preach? Amen. What about it? What are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about in the birth, amen, of the church in America. Amen, men of God. Amen. Patrick Henry saw, amen, a preacher tarred and feathered in the city streets. Amen. It stirred him up so much. Amen. You may remember this. He stood up in the presence of those men and said, give me liberty or give me death. That's where that originated from. Amen. At the mistreatment of a preacher preaching in the street. Amen. Could I tell you, amen, our church nation was born, and right at the same time a church was born. Amen. In America, holiness men, men like Sheffy in our country. Amen. I used to live in the house where he stayed. Amen. Robert Sheffy, his feet would freeze into the stirrups, and he'd preach holiness and sin, and threw a hornet's nest into the beer joint and ran them out and preached the gospel to them. Amen. I'm telling you about men who didn't need a perm and a hairdo, amen, to preach the gospel. Amen. But had it in their crawl, had it in their backbone. They preach holiness or die. It didn't matter what the name on the door. Amen. They were preaching the book, and they believed it, and they died by it, and lived by it. David Brainerd went into the snow to preach to the Indians, Brother Shad. He had consumption so bad, he would pray in that snow and leave red splotches in the snow. As David Brainerd died, how old was he? He might about 27 years old, or he wasn't 30 years old. He died to preach to a bunch of heathen Indians. And I read his journals. Amen. The man seemed to always be praying for more God. And he felt unworthy, and he felt like nothing. Amen. Oh, help me preach a little. Amen. I'm talking about a church that was born. Amen. In America. A man of God that stood. Amen. The revolution. A great revolution would have never been if it hadn't been for George Whitfield and men like him that preached the gospel and stood upon the liberty of the truth. Amen. America can be proud. Amen. She's been missionaries all across the world, more than any other nation. Amen. God called her out. God built her up. And what a beautiful, amen, ship she was. Amen. Christened the glorious church in America. Oh, listen to me preach a little. And on and on and on I could go. Amen. Men through the years. At the turn of this century. Amen. Topeka, Kansas. Amen. Azusa Street. Amen. The Methodist Church. And got the tongues. And the bunch of, amen, come out with the tongues as us. Amen. Where we originated from. We began to grow. And the Pentecostal movement took flight. And amen. And in the early days, in 1956, I've got a book. Amen. That one of the sermons in that book, written in 1956, a man said, God has a controversy with America. And that controversy is this. They have left Bible holiness. Has anybody ever read that phrase right there? Anybody? I'm going to tell you where it's from here in just a minute. Hey. And he began to name the Bible holiness that America had left. He had named the outward holiness of the men and women. The inward holiness. His name was Oral Roberts. Amen. That's right. He preached holiness in that little book in the early 1950s. I don't know anything about him. I was born in 1956. But I'm going to tell you this. He's not preaching a holiness message today. Amen. He goes into the top, amen, of a prayer tower. Amen. And holds himself ransom. Amen. For $11 million. Amen. I want to tell you something. Amen. Oh, help me preach a little bit. Amen. He never admitted he was a Pentecostal now. Amen. Come on now. A holiness man now. I'm not getting a lot of help in this church. Amen. I'm afraid you're a little suspicious on whose ship I'm going after next. Amen. But I want to preach to you a little. Amen. We did have a holiness in heritage. Amen. We had a holiness movement. We had a Pentecostal blessing. Amen. It was great. And it was christened the mighty power of God. Hey, 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 hey.
today. Listen, now, amen, most folks in America still claim an affiliation with religion, but they have no morals, they have no godliness, they have no power of God. Amen. America is taking on water, and the church, amen, so called in America, is taking on water, and the men that are supposed to be the leaders of our religious movement, amen, are vile and promiscuous and immoral.
God has broken the ship of religion. Huh? The ship is broken. Water is pouring in. Praise God. That old time. I hope I'm not boring you tonight. I'm trying to preach to you. Amen. That power of God is speaking in other tongues as the Spirit gives utterance. My brother-in-law went into a charismatic church. He came up. He had been asking me about the Holy Ghost. He said, I want to tell you something that's troubling me. He said, I went to church the other day, a Pentecostal church, and said that I came up, and the man said, what do you have need of? He said, I need the Holy Ghost. He said, here's some words of my language. I'll say them slowly for you, and you repeat after me. I wish you'd get up and help me preach. You repeat after me. It confused him. It tore him up. He just clammed up and come back to me and said, what do you think about this? Amen. I'm going to tell you something. We got the wildest. Amen. I was working on a job, an old boy, one time, and it's so wild down in that part of the country. He said he'd never been to church. His nickname was Worm. Boy, he was quite a character. Amen. And he said, are you that Pentecostal bunch? And I said, well, we're a Pentecostal church. He said, there's one up in the holler. He said, they tell me they get up there carrying on and fly around in that church. So they just fly around. Huh? He said, is that really so? That's what they tell me. Amen. I want to tell you something. A poor, pitiful excuse. Amen. For the power of the Holy Ghost and fire is men like Benny Hinn. Amen. I've never been in service with him. Thank the Lord. Amen. Not in my living room or the church house. Amen. I don't intend to. Amen. But I'll tell you right now. Amen. That is not, amen, the ship that started out in the early part of this century when men were slain by the power. Amen. Don't you dare, amen, tell me that agape, hallelujah, amen, smooth them down, amen, religion is the right thing. Brother, the Holy Ghost is not like that. I'm telling you, amen, the religious movement of this world, amen, her bow is broken. Amen. She has compromised it away. She's joined herself, amen, with every evil thing, and her ship is broken.
Oh, I need to preach tonight. I want to preach a little more.
Dude, don't quit.
The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully, and he thought within himself, what shall I do? I have no room to where bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns. I'm going to build me a bigger ship. I'm going to pull down. And instead of the boards of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, I'm going to put I, me, and mine. I'm coming on down more local now. Hope you'll help me preach a little more. Praise God. I'm preaching on broken ships. This man was wealthy. He had so much stuff, he couldn't hold it all. He meant, oh, what potential. Oh, what potential for adventure here. He said, I will. He made a league with himself. Amen. There's some of you here tonight. Amen. You made a league with wickedness and selfishness and pride.
Amen. I'm going to tell you what happens here, and I hope you'll help me. Oh, just remember, the best laid plans of men and mice often go astray. Amen. You may be planning, amen, for a high sea cruise. Amen. But you're forgetting one crucial thing. Oh, I know you look at your goods and say, I will tear down my barns and I will be greater. I counted in that, I believe, 11 times in those few verses. He says, I or me or mine. Amen. 11 times. I wonder how broad your vocabulary is tonight. Can you say anything more than I, me, or my? You know what I noticed about this man shipbuilding, Brother Andy? Amen. He never mentions God one time. He mentions himself 11 times. Amen. But never God once. I want to preach to you young folks here. Amen. You've got plans. You're building your cruiser. You're building it and streamline it. You're building it with the boards of your future and your plans and your aspirations and your ambition, but you're leaving out one main ingredient. If you do not, amen, make God a partner in the building of your ship, amen, it will not go to the gold of Ophir. It won't even get out of the harbor. And you that could have been, amen, such a possibility, amen, are now ruined and crashed and drowned and flooded and go nowhere at all. My heart is burdened tonight, church, as I preach on the broken ships of humanity. Oh, what could have been? Oh, but now they're broken to be cast away on some deserted island.
Father, Father, Father.
Help me preach, Lord. Yes, this man made an allegiance. He made an allegiance with himself. He made an allegiance with tomorrow. He said, tomorrow. But you know what I hear God uttering? When he says tomorrow, I hear another word echoing. He says this night. Oh, oh, Holy Ghost. You know what I heard last night is the Holy Ghost moved and talked and spoke to you. And folks in this building said, no, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go on back out like I was. And tomorrow... Amen. But I hear God, amen, in his voice. This man said, I'm rich. I'm wise. You know what I hear God saying? God saying, thou fool, this night thy soul is required of thee. Oh, he christened his ship prosperity. He christened his ship, amen, wealth and fame. He christened his ship, amen, me and mine. Oh, but his ship was broken, and into the rocks it went, and down he went into hell. Oh, listen, God's going to put a hook in your jaw. I said, God's going to break those ships of vanity. And those ships that are not built upon thus saith the word of God. Oh, help me preach a little bit. I wish I could help you tonight. Amen. Paul said, I fear that after I have preached to others, I myself be a castaway, a reject, and good for nothing, worthless. He said, I'll be a castaway. I'll be put on the shelf to not be used again. Useless. Amen. Oh, listen, church. Amen. I've seen men that built great ships of ministry. Amen. And in one foolish moment. Amen. And in one, amen, stupid act. Amen. His ship was broken and his works destroyed. Oh, God, I wish I could preach tonight. Amen. I'm trying to preach to you. Amen. Oh, the ship. Amen. That you're riding needs to be the ship of Zion. Amen. With Christ as the captain and the Holy Ghost in the sails. Amen. Lest God break, amen, your ship. Amen. Brother Beam, many works just like yours, amen, are on the rocks tonight because men, amen, join themselves, amen, in affinity with liberalism, amen, and charisma, amen, and money, amen, and loss, the buoyancy by the Spirit of God, and they were worthless. Oh, come on, church. Many men have lost their ministry, amen, because they joined with carnality.
Say all.
I don't know about you, but I, amen,
I'm missing the wonderful heritage, amen, that was America's.
My father, yes.
Huh? Oh my, let's go quiet in here tonight. Can they hear the quietness on these tapes? They can't hear that, can they? That's good. Praise God. Listen, it's a great crowd here tonight. Great work here. One of the most beautiful places I've ever been. One of the best works I've ever been around.
Come over.
I believe last year I bragged on the parking lot. It still looks nice.
You sure?
Only thing I've seen change around here, Brother Smith, is no hot chocolate. Hot chocolate machine ain't here this year. So I went out and bought me some of my own. Been having hot chocolate every night. Praise God. Oh, they did. I didn't get up time. Praise God. I'm going to tell you something, church. You don't go on by accident. I didn't hear any amens. I said, you don't accidentally keep going on. You have got to have a plan of action. You've got to have a rock. Amen. Come on now. Come on now. I wish y'all help me preach 5 more minutes and I'll close out here. I'm feeling so good. And I know when this wears off, I'm going to feel so bad. So I'm just going to keep on preaching as long as I'm feeling good. Amen. But listen to me. Amen. You don't have to go very far around. Amen. To see liberalism. Amen. And a lukewarmness. And an unfaithfulness. Everywhere you go. And could I tell you, when you join an affinity, amen, with the worldly crowd and the religious neo-Pentecostals and liberal and new age and smooth talkers, amen, and sin lovers, amen, I'm going to tell you what happened. Amen, you're going to take on water, and what you thought, amen, was talent, and what you thought, amen, was just power, amen, is going to leave, and you're going to realize God has broke the ship, and it's going down.
I think I'm done.
My God.
Jehoshaphat, according to Kings, Ahaziah asked him the second time and he refused him. He learned his lesson. I said he learned his lesson. No more broken ships for me. It's kind of like when I got... when we got rid of their television, we was praying about, you know, you ever read that scripture where it said watch and pray?
Yeah.
That's what I do. We was praying about it.
Watching and pray.
And you know, one day on a cloudless day, a lightning bolt hit that television. Believe it or not. I tell you, some of y'all ought to get you a lightning rod. And you know, I come home and I ask my wife, did you call and have my cable unhooked today? It was $8.25 a month and it was strapping us, you know.
Yeah.
And I said, did you call and unhook it? And she said, yeah, I need something else. Lightning hit that thing today. And I said, what? It didn't rain today. I know it didn't rain today. I said, ooh. Friend, a neighbor brought us another one, Brother Andy, and said, here, I heard your TV blowed up, here's another. And I said, it's hard to tell where lightning. It says it never strikes the same place twice. I don't know where it'll hit the next time. I'm kind of like Jehoshaphat when Ahaziah said, let's build some more ships. Not me, buddy. I tell you what, I've been living for God for over 21 years in November. And I've seen enough of this to know, and just in 21 years, that I'm on the right ship. That's right. I've lived long enough. You got to live long enough sometime. David said, I was young and now I'm old. See, sometimes you got to, and I'm not too old. I'll be 40 next month. Is that old, Brother Allen?
Not old at all, is it? Huh? And I'll tell you, you learn some things. I've watched the holiness crowd and I've seen God come to their aid every time. Huh? And so I'm just going to stay on board this ship. Amen. Because I know where it's going to pull in. Amen. Hey, come on now. Maybe you ain't lived long enough to see, but I've lived long enough to see. I've seen that worldly crowd. Amen. Cut the standard and watch them go. And I've looked at it and I sit and ponder and I say, oh.